talking about the fact that you were dropped last week from the Port Adelaide lineup. Now, as you know, there are rumour and people speculate and make up things and think they know why it happened. You've suggested Ken Hinkley.
Is this all in your household?
Yeah, I got this from my wife, actually, who last went to a game of footy in 1974. So she knows her stuff. No, is it about the contract talks? You haven't signed. It's dragging on as to whether you're staying at Port Adelaide or not. Do you think coaches, and in particular in your case now, can you be dropped because you haven't signed your contract?
I wouldn't have thought so, Dits. I mean, it's pretty, that'd be a bit silly with the way our football operates nowadays of blokes just waiting to the end of the season before they sign contracts. So, no, I don't think that's got anything to do with it. I think I've heard about as many rumours and stories. My missus is a little bit the same, comes up with something new every day for me that is a bit of a laugh. I think there's plenty of made-up stuff out there, but no, it's definitely not the contract stuff. It was all based on trying to get a little bit more out of that position, and that's something that I went back and, as I mentioned before, did as much as possible to be back in the lineup as soon as possible.
So when do you think you'll sort of sort out your contract situation with Port Adelaide? Will you wait to the end of the season, or are you getting close, or where are you at the moment?
Yeah, probably the end of the year, mate. Especially now, I've just got to concentrate on getting back into the side. It's you know, it's never easy to get dropped, and you know, it's probably been lucky enough and fortunate enough in my career. This is the first time that I've really been tested in that sort of area.